Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, you know, we've talked a lot about Allie getting married. Allie's our makeup gal. Good morning, Allie. Turn on your mic. There you go. Good morning.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
Hi. How's the big day coming?
Good. It's coming up.
Everything.
2 years in the making.
Yeah, a whole two years in
almost,
the making.
Almost, yeah.
And it's a big day, and you and Sal are going to get married, and I think it's something that's really special. You know that Al is not coming, and I know that you and I have had conversations off the air, and I asked you if we could talk about this on the air, and you said yes. Disappointing that Al's not coming?
A little bit, yeah. A little shocking.
A little shocking.
A little shocking.
You, yeah. Have you met him?
I know, but it's been 9 years that I've known him. He's
should
watched
be shocking.
Me grow.
Should be shocking when I show up to Long Island.
Yeah, right.
Let me ask you this. If God forbid that Al and Gina ever decided to get married, would you expect to be invited to their wedding?
And I'd go with bells on.
You would. And you would have probably offered to do Gina's makeup, too,
of course, I would imagine,
right? For free.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, all of this, and we're serious. I mean, this is like, he sent in his RSVP, like, first and said no, right?
Not like first of the group, but
right.
it did come in time to say just decline.
Decline. And
just
no note, nothing
mark.
Like that.
Yep.
Just a big, giant check mark.
There was nowhere for remarks.
A couple of people wrote notes like, sorry, we can't make it, or can't wait to be there.
Well, there should be a line that says reason.
Oh, God, no.
I'm allergic to Long Island.
But Allie's much younger than me, so traveling is like, it's fun. It's thing. Like, when you get older, you don't want to do anything.
No, it's true. I mean, and there's going to be a lot of young people at this wedding getting rowdy. I can just tell already. It's a lot of like mid-20s, late-20s.
I don't want any excuses. I'm 8 months pregnant.
That's the other thing, too. I mean, like, I know you've been somewhat emotional the last couple of weeks around here, and then when we're talking about your wedding and Al is so negative in regards to your wedding, we don't want the people that are coming to your
wedding. I'm not interested.
Yeah. We don't want people that are coming to your wedding think that it's going to be anything but fun.
I know. Well, Sal was getting texts on Monday. His friends are like, you're getting a shout out on air. So he's like, oh, what are they saying? That's awesome. That Al Dukes would be so miserable if he had to come to your wedding.
Right. Matt Boomer compared it to a funeral. Remember that?
Yeah.
There's funerals I don't want to go to. Wakes I don't want to go to.
Yeah, why bring that negative energy to such a happy occasion?
Well, you've brought it here and you've opened it up. That's why. And we've talked about it, you know, openly on this air.
Really, though, I want to thank Jerry. He's the one who said.
You're welcome, Al.
You know, do
and
you.
And trust me, you're welcome.
Don't do that, Jerry. Do you?
I mean,
I'm 100% not going.
We all know that.
We know.
I mean, you know, for Allie's wedding, I mean, I kind of feel like we're like her celebrity posse.
But, well, you're the celebrity.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Way down
you're
on
Al
the celebrity,
Dukes, you're a celebrity
posse.
But you're there. Al's boring beer. You show up places. You sign autographs.
You and Gio, once you guys were in, that celebrity posse is that's up and running and all good to go.
Up and running.
I got to say, people were disappointed.
That Al wasn't going.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I will say that don't sell yourself short. There was a lot of people that were very excited that you were coming to the boat party, even though you were protesting it. Even the guy who owned the lake house and was the head chef there goes, Al Dukes is my favorite. Don't take any offense to this, but Al Dukes is my favorite. I'm going to be starstruck when I see Al Dukes. So there's going to be some people at this wedding that are going to be pissed you're not there. It's just that's the way it is. You're going to have to deal with that.
No, I understand that, but like Jerry said, do what makes you happy. When I turned 50, I decided I was going to do things that make me happy. And
so you got a dog that made you miserable.
That was a mistake. So I just going to it's so far away. I'm so far away from that. I'm 40 minutes from Eddie, and Eddie's like 2.5 hours. It's just like. It was just too much.
Eddie, what are you doing?
I couldn't handle myself.
I'm going out there early Saturday morning, dropping the dogs off at the sister's house.
And I've got a tent, and I will be in the parking lot, and I'll make myself a fire.
But Eddie loves free wine. Like, if there's free wine, he's in.
No, I have to say, Eddie was my first RSVP.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice.
I was
very
the last,
nice.
Yes.
Well, listen, Allie. we all look forward to Saturday.
Yes, me too.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Very
and
excited.
We're sorry that Al's not making it and that he put you through all this headache and heartache and emotional stress.
And then the other weird thing was I sent a gift from the registry, and then the registry email goes, "We'll let her know on her wedding day." I'm like, now she's going to think I didn't even send a gift. Like, let her know on her wedding day. There's so much going on. My gift's going to fall right
Would you like to tell her what you bought her?
No, I want that to be a surprise.
Might as well.
I don't want to make this about me.
Now, there was some speculation that you had already said no to the wedding before you sent us the text message.
Oh, that's what happened.
No. Not true.
That's what you're telling me.
That's what I'm telling you. He was texting with us, Allie. All right, who's going to Allie's wedding? Like, it was like a big thing. And I'm like, well, we're all going. Of course we're all going. Gio's like, I'm going. Jerry's going. Eddie's going. Of course we're going.
Yeah.
So, and then all of a sudden we find out
That he's not going.
No. That was not the way that went down. Was I was testing the waters. Then you're all going. Then I'm like, Yeah. So then that's when I had my heart to heart with Jerry Recco.
And Jerry
what would
Recco
Al Dukes do in that situation? And Jerry was like, "We know you're a miserable person. You don't like traveling. You don't like driving in the car. I drive 2.5 hours a day. I don't want to drive on Long Island on Saturday. As much as a big fan of Allie and Sal.
Yeah.
It's just that
makes, sounds like it. Yeah.
Just it would make me miserable, and I don't want to be miserable.
Now, Gina loves doing stuff.
And
she loves Allie.
Yeah.
Yep.
So was she disappointed that you weren't going?
Of course, but she's been with me now 6 years.
She knows.
Been disappointed many times.
Very good.
Well, all right, Allie. Well, we'll see you this Saturday.
Yes, yeah. Can't wait to hang out.
Yes. All right, man. Have a great week. And
yeah.
We'll see,
this is it. She's off the next couple days.
She is off the next couple days.
So. Plus, it was like Allie's wedding. Then the next week, all day in the city with you guys. Oh, my gosh. Back-to-back weeks.
The Christmas extravaganza.
Tough.
Oh, I should have planned my wedding on a different date.
Yes, I know.
Wanted to accommodate Al.
It'll be great. But you have a great week, and then we'll
Thank
see you on
you.
Saturday,
yes,
okay?
Can't wait.
See you there.
You're unbelievable, Al. You really are.
I feel like that Christmas extravaganza we're going to make, like, once you're in here, it'll be fine. We're going to make sure that we're not going too far in the hotel and everything. We kind of made that Al Dukes proof.
I think Al's looking forward to Thursday.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, especially the walk up the High Line.
But we're not for an hour. We're not doing that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
Check the weather, by the way. It's going to be mild.
Going to be great.
Mild.
But for him, he'll be here already, so it's easy.
Yeah.
I still would prefer to go home, but...
We'll have a good time.
I will do it.
At some point, just stop talking.
Yes, please.
Wow. What the F up?
Oh, man. Anyhow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.